It's time for Live and Direct, thanks to NZ On Air Music. Good God!
It's New Zealand Music Month. We're in the 95BFM Lounge. It's New Zealand Music Month, live from the 95BFM Lounge.
Thanks to New Zealand On Air Music, Jumping Goat and Rudy's, brewers of beer.
Queen Neptune is the musical project of Carl Stephen and Kevi McPhee, and they've been releasing quality tracks and albums for the last couple of years, and join us in studio. Hello.
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 Thank you so much for coming. I know I've been asking a lot throughout my tenure to have you here, and so, yeah, I really appreciate it happening.
Very fun to join in, and is a good challenge to get all the gear up the BFM stairs.
Yes, because there is quite a bit of gear. Why don't we start there for all the synth enthusiasts? What do you got? What are you playing?
I think this is definitely Carl's domain.
I want making model numbers as well.
And Oberheim OB6, so that's a relatively recent one, but lovely. King Korg, which is, you know, like a Micro Korg only wider, and very underrated, I think, because of its champagne hideous colour. And then I play a Swedish drum machine called an Analog Rhythm. And what have you got, Kiwi?
I've got the smaller, less wide, less champagne Micro Korg, and the Korg Electribe, and a Technics keyboard, and a little VT, which I put heaps of reverb on my vocals with.
Cool. I was going to say, Carl, what vocal...
What's my weird vocals thing? That's going through that champagne, the Beyoncé-nator.
Very good. Something that is quite close to Queen Neptune's heart is politics. How does pumping electronic music and songs about anarchy or other forms of politics meld together?
For me, I think it comes down to the body a little bit, and the first power, like the agency and stuff, and there's something about which I like experimenting with, the idea of sort of talking to the body and the mind at the same time, because I think freedom happens in the body, and moving to music and stuff is a good way to remember that you're free, which is, I think, a political thing.
Cool.
Yeah, and I guess I just think, you know, politics is kind of, it's the world we swim in as fish, you know, in society. And I don't know, I think that sometimes the more political music is the apolitical music. You know what I mean? Like that it would be weird not to say stuff that...
It'd be conspicuous at this point to not be commenting on the state of the world. If you know, like for me, it would seem like you were making a point not to.
Yeah, it's
not, harder to leave it out than to bring it in.
Not saying something is saying a lot more than saying the odd thing. Because it's just like a conversation at, you know, the pub or the ATM or whatever. I mean, this is just the shit we all talk about.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But it's a good pounding 4-4 underneath.
Yeah. If you can combine the two, I think it's good. It's work in progress.
Instead of the ATM, it's the EDM or whatever.
Conversation at the EDM.
Yeah. How's Queen Neptune changed over time?
Both older now.
And it started off, you know, we didn't quite have all those, you know, all that gear we listed. We only had like about 20% of that. And so it was more of a like record a song in the computer and do stuff, you know, with the plugins and things. And then it's gradually become like no computers, just keyboards and instruments and stuff, I guess.
Yeah, and for me, I think too, it's been a nice kind of progression. I started off more formal song structures, I guess, and kind of feeling a little bit more like I needed to be loyal to that. And slowly it's been fun sort of just experimenting with, yeah, like Kyle says, a bit more just seeing what noises the machines make and trying less, being less concerned about what you end up with, I guess.
Yeah.
And
lowering the bar.
What I mean when we play. So, yeah.
Why has the bar lowered, but why to hate your turn of phrase, not mine, why?
For me, it's a fear thing. And so if I can make less restrictions and, you know, lower the bar, it's easier to get over. And when having an art practice, it's kind of like, I want the lowest bar possible. I don't want anything stopping me trying to metabolize my life through making art, and all sorts of elitist shit can make you feel like it needs to be a certain way. And ultimately, it doesn't seem like anyone cares what you make. Like, you just make any art you want.
Yeah,
and it's totally
for fun, you yeah. know? Like, the bar should be so low that basically you wake up in the morning, you're already above it.
Yeah, by the time you roll out of bed, you've already passed it. You've passed the challenge. That's all you got to do. But, yeah, that's my take on it.
Amen. what are the songs that we're about to hear?
One called A Coma.
One called Utopia Plus.
One called Good As
that's
Plus.
That's almost 0.5 of a one. And then one called Queen's Speech.
Cool. Yeah. So we can see you perform this Saturday, which I'll talk about as you walk down the hallway. Oh. But are there any future plans in the works, or is this just kind of dip in, dip out?
We're playing the 7th Urbanaut birthday party.
Cool.
Friday. Yeah. Which we'll have played a show less than a week prior to that, so we'll be really tight.
Yep. Any new music on the way?
Heaps.
Well, yeah,
just
we've got
none of it's
new
finished.
Songs. Yeah.
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 Good as.
Yeah. That's one of them. That's actually one of them.
Oh, good. Well, I look forward to listening to them. I look forward to listening to you soon. I'll get you to just pop down the hallway.
Thank you.
Yeah, and as they say, Queen Neptune performing this Saturday at the Wine Cellar 15th anniversary. There we go.
Whoa, lights.
Yes, they're playing at the Wine Cellar 15th anniversary this Saturday. Make sure you head along. Go to their Bandcamp page as well, queenneptune.bandcamp.com, and check out their back catalogue. And yes, Queen Neptune, whenever you're ready, take it away. Thank you.
We'll be with you very, very shortly.
Woo!
Thanks, guys. You're listening to BFM.
Like an algebraic figure to the sum of its parts, like an algebraic figure getting bigger every day, and it keeps getting bigger.
Diluvian spirit of domination, the atomization of human beings and their reduction into objects, and the reduction of the natural world itself into an object to be dominated, to be exploited, to be literally ransacked for the sake of production. An insensate, mindless production defined exclusively by profit and defined exclusively by the exchange relationship between buyers and sellers to which the whole human spirit has been reduced to, threatens to undermine the natural world itself.
Put your hands in my motherfucking ass and sleeve, raise them up like you live in a post-city utopia. Getting bigger every day, alright, okay, and it keeps getting bigger. Equal to the sum of its parts, like an algebraic figure. To the sum of its parts, like an algebraic figure. Getting bigger every day, and it keeps getting bigger. Raise them up like you live in a post-scarcity utopia. Getting bigger every day. Alright, okay, and it keeps getting bigger. Equal to the sum of its parts, like an algebraic figure. To the sum of its parts, like an algebraic figure. Getting bigger every day, and it keeps getting bigger.
Whoa, that was chaos,
man. That's what happens when you talk about setting a low bar.
I know.
You and go under
also,
it.
You know, that was Murray Bookchin talking, and he was talking about libertarian municipalism, or sort of, you know, anarcho-syndicalism plus direct democracy, whatever. And it's like, it's chaos, but it's still vaguely gels together into some sort of musical
society.
Quasi-entity that, yep, you know, sustains its life for 2 minutes, then dies on the floor. Oh, then I have to switch back to the, are you sure you're going to not save the...
You're still listening to BFM.
Proceed. Might be a sec.
Just testing my sound. It's very nice.
One more thing. Okay. I'm ready.
We're only as free. We're only as strong.
importance of the aspiration to home ownership and a renewed commitment to military spending and increased powers to prison governors and eradicating radicalism in all forms. And I thought, I got a bad feeling. I got a bad feeling. Got a bad feeling about this. I got a bad, bad feeling. And I was looking at her hat while she talked about better lives for the poorest households with her family around her, sitting on golden chairs. And the jewel on this hat was the size of a mouse, was the size of a large hors d'oeuvre, luxury soap, a box of matches, half a Twinkie, number 7 egg. It was the size of a baby's fist, and the baby awoke, and it raised its fist, and it said to the queen, you gotta give all that shit up. You gotta give all that shit up. You gotta give all that shit up, my queen. You gotta give all that shit up. And I looked at her son, tapping his foot, with his brocade and ribbons and medals on. And I thought, next time you accessorize, before you leave the palace, take one thing off, at least one thing. And the queen got up, and these kids came up to carry the hem of her garment, four of them for this just one queen. And I thought, this is fucked, these people need new clothes. Denmark and ordered the Jews to wear armbands with the Star of David on them. The king's family wore the armband and everyone started wearing them and no Jews were killed. And I wonder what equivalent thing the queen could do today. Apply for a job at Starbucks, mortgage the palace, try to stay in the job market at her age. Buy your son a t-shirt, lose the hat. So I guess I got quite a lot out of it.
I decided to devote myself to the presentation of anarchism, a social philosophy which aims at the emancipation, economic, social, political, and spiritual, of the human race.
Nice bit of live music there from the 95 BFM Lounge.
Thanks to New Zealand On Air Music, Jumping Goat and Rudy's, Brewers of Beer.
That was live and direct, thanks to NZ On Air Music.